recommendation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, glad we could be together today. I brought something to show you. You probably saw me as I brought this in, didn't you? What do you think that might be? Have any idea? Well, it's a very comfortable new kind of chair that I'd like you to see. And this is the way you sit on it, like this. Put your knees here. You sit on this seat like this. I like to show you new kinds of things. There's so many different kinds of chairs in our world. Just look around the place where you live and see the different kinds of chairs that are there. And then think about all the different homes in the world and how many different chairs there must be in other people's homes. I think I'll just sing you a song sitting on this new chair. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time. For a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Oh, he's special. That's Mr. McFeely.
Ready for horses?
Oh, yes. Do you have some?
Well, first, I'll show you a tape.
Oh, good. Come in. And before we show the tape, yes? I'd like you to try this new chair that I have.
Well, a new chair?
Yes, you put your knees here and you sit right there.
All right, I'll try it. That's very comfortable.
Do you like it?
Yes. It's a little bit like a rocking horse.
I never thought of that.
You see, I visited a place where people make wooden rocking horses, and we tape my visit. That's what's on here.
Oh, good. Well, let's watch it on picture.
All righty. And I'll tell you about it as we watch.
Good. A place where people make wooden rocking horses.
Now, this is Tina Moorman. She works at the factory. She said there was a lot to see, so we got started right away.
Is that the factory right there?
Yes, it is. The first place we went was the sawmill.
Uh-huh.
That's where people cut the wood into all different pieces that make a rocking horse. Tina wanted to show me how some of the parts are cut out.
Well, what part is that?
That's the body of the rocking horse. This person's using a tool called a bandsaw to cut it out. She has to be very careful when she works.
I'll say.
Now, there's the wooden head being shaped. the legs get trimmed? Finally, the rockers are cut out.
Are those safety glasses she's wearing?
Well, yes, they are. Everybody who cuts wood wears safety glasses.
Mm-hmm. She's cutting the rockers. Oh, those must be the finished pieces.
Well, they are. All cut out and ready to be put together.
Are you going to put them together?
Well, that's what Tina and I saw next.
Oh.
Now, this is the assembly area where things are put together. When we got there, I met Carl. He's the person who puts the pieces together.
Oh, that's Carl.
First, the rockers need to be attached to each other to make sure they fit just right.
Well, why does he put it in there?
Well, he puts them into this frame to make sure they fit just right.
Oh.
Now, he uses screws to hold it together.
Rockers have pieces of wood in between them, I see.
Now this tool, he uses this tool to screw them in. Mm-hmm. Carl works very carefully. Now when the rocker is all put together, it's time to work on the rest of the horse. The next thing Carl builds is the saddle.
The saddle. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going to use screws on that, too. That's a very well-made rocking horse, Mr. McPhail.
Oh, it surely is.
See how sturdy that's made?
Oh, here is the neck. And the head.
Are those for the eyes?
No, you'll see what they're for.
Oh, they must be the handles for holding on while you're rocking.
That's right. And now it's time to paint these pieces. The rocking horse gets two colors of paint. Doug is the man who does this. He paints the bare wood white, and then he paints it red.
Well, why is that? I mean, why would you paint it white first and then red?
It makes the red look much brighter. The legs need to have stripes painted on them. Gail uses a tool called an airbrush to do this. She told me that sometimes she thinks about the children who will get what she makes.
That looks like it might be very difficult to do.
It is, and takes a lot of practice.
So she has a lot of time to think while she's working.
That's right. Well, then Tina took me to where the horse gets decorated. She asked Betty and Cindy to show me how they did their work. It looked very interesting. Betty puts on the eyes and the ears first.
Oh, those little ears.
Then she puts on a yellow cord that looks like a bridle. She uses a tool called a stapler to do this.
That's fun to watch that being done.
Well, while she was working, Cindy was busy working on the saddle.
The place where you sit.
That's right. She covers it with a soft cushion, then puts a cloth over that and fastens it down. Betty is almost finished with her part. Just a few more staples.
That's very fancy trim.
For a very fancy rocking horse. Oh, these are metal buttons. Betty just taps them right in.
sort of for decoration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes the next part. Cindy puts on the mane for the horse. You can see it's made of yellow yarn.
It's like hair.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And there are places for the ears to go through.
Mm-hmm. Now, watch what she's going to do.
Oh, she has to be a barber as well as everything else. Tina knows a lot about it all, doesn't she?
She certainly does. Well, now it's almost finished. Just a few more things left to do. Time to say goodbye to Cindy and Betty. Then Tina and I went back to where Carl was working on some of the finished horses. He's putting the legs on.
He would need to put the legs on the rockers, I guess.
That's right.
Well, those legs are the ones that we saw Gail painting, aren't they?
They are. And now Carl's going to put them on the body of the horse. He told me his niece has a rocking horse, and she really likes to play with it.
I wonder if he thinks about her while he's working.
I bet he does.
Oh, the rockers are green. This is a very colorful toy, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, it surely is.
More screws.
You know, I liked it so much, I told Tina I'd like to buy one. And she really surprised me by letting me have one right from the factory. Speech delivery.
People there.
They certainly were, and here we are saying goodbye. It was a very interesting day for me.
They really do make beautiful rocking horses.
They certainly do. Would you like to see a real one?
How could I do that?
Just a moment. Speedy delivery. There you go.
That is the real one. Oh, it is so beautifully made.
I'm taking this one to my grandchildren.
Oh, you know they'll like it.
I just wanted to show you the rocking horse and the tape.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Speedy delivery to you.
What an interesting life you have. Bye-bye. I can see his grandchildren pretending on that rocking horse. Well, let's have our own pretend now. Okay, Trolley, last time, in make-believe, we pretended that Lady Elaine was going to have an exhibit at her museum go-round of all different kinds of covers. Well, Corny made a rocking horse cover for one of his rocking chairs, but it never got to Lady Elaine because it took off into the sky and wouldn't come down. It did seem to like to stay close to Henrietta's tree as long as she was ringing her bell. So let's make believe this time that Mr. Aber is coming to help Lady Elaine with her exhibits. And he doesn't know anything about the flying rocking horse. Okay, neighborhood of make believe, Trolley.
Well, thanks, Trolley. I'm fine. How are you? Well, I'm coming to help Lady Elaine at her museum. Oh, yes, all kinds of covers, huh? Oh, well, thanks. I hope you have a good day, too, Trolley. Hello, Lady Elaine.
Oh, well, you're just a man, Toots.
Oh? Just the man for what?
Just the man I've been hoping for. I need your help.
Well, that's why I came.
Good. Now, this is a pillar cover from the platypus family. all pieces of plaids, and you're just supposed to put it the whole way around, covering all my pillars.
My goodness, this is beautiful.
Yeah, I'll move the museum, and you can just stretch it there.
All right.
That's it.
Glad to help. What a colorful cover.
Yeah, and they said to look out for the words of peace.
The words of peace?
Mm-hmm, wherever they come.
Wow. Oh, these are glorious colors.
Oh, there they are.
Here it is.
Oh, the words of peace. Look at
them.
Wow. Oh, now can you get it up there over the side?
I think I can, yes. That's glorious.
Oh, those peaceful words. It's the best outside exhibit I think I've ever had.
It certainly is beautiful.
Did you bring the ball cover?
I certainly did.
Oh, good. Well, here's the ball.
And here's the cover.
Good. Now, suppose you take off the cover and we'll see the ball.
Ready?
Yes. Oh, I don't see the ball. Better take this one off.
Okay, a double cover, huh?
Yes. Oh, why, it's not that at all. There it is.
There's the ball.
Triple cover, I
Triple
call
cover
that.
Is right, Lady Elaine.
That's right. Okay, let's put them back
That's
on.
That's ingenious, isn't
That's
it?
That's fun, yeah. Oh, yeah, there
Maybe
we go.
With that one. The Two. Green one. The blue one.
Three. Very good.
I have some other cover from
Westwood. Oh, good. What's it?
This one is from the frog family.
Oh, something for me to wear. Wouldn't you know it?
Well, I don't think that's what they intended, but you can try.
Sure, let's try it.
All right.
Oh, wow. I look lovely as always. Just lovely.
It does look very nice on you, Lady Elaine.
Thanks, Tootsie.
But actually, it's a cover for your bell. See, Mrs. Frog thought it would be fun if it looked like a heart.
Oh, and so it does, but there's a place for you to ring the bell right in the middle.
Let's put it on.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's coming.
Oh, it's a distinct pleasure to greet you two lovely people today.
James Michael Jones, how good to see you.
Yeah, how's the baby, James?
Oh, she's sound asleep, dear. Right on my back.
Oh, Carriedale, you're a doll.
She is a rather extraordinary child, if I must say so myself.
Well, that's all right. You say so if you want to. And now, what kind of cover did you bring?
A stool cover. Do you have a stool?
Oh, sure, I'll get it. Just a minute.
Oh, good.
Oh, this is terrific.
Yes. And here is a stool.
We'll put the cover on and see.
Good idea.
Now, you'd never know there was a stool under there, would you?
Well, hardly.
I certainly never would.
You have good ideas in Southwood, James. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. We like exhibits. Anytime. I must be going back home now.
Well, now give Betty a hug for me, Toots.
I'll consider that a pleasure, to be sure.
One for me, too, please.
A double pleasure. Thank you.
Farewell, James.
Bye.
Oh, that Carriedale, she's so comfortable.
Oh, yes. She sleeps through the whole trip.
I know.
Well, this is a very clever cover for a stool, isn't
it? It is. You know, Corny was going to send one of his rocking chairs with a cover.
Oh.
I wonder where it is.
Do you want me to go and ask him?
I'd like that, Toots.
Well, I will then.
Before you go.
What is it?
I've been thinking about something.
Oh?
Well, I like you, and I like James and Carriedale, and I like Corny.
Right.
And I've just been thinking, how do you help a friend to know that you like him? I mean, really like him.
Well, that's a very important thing to be thinking about, Lady Elaine.
Yeah.
How do you help a friend to know that you like him?
Or really like him.
How do you help a friend to know that you care?
Yeah.
How do you help a friend to know that he's someone special to you? Someone so special, you'd be glad to be known as his best friend, too. How do you help a friend to know that he's welcome?
Really welcome.
How do you help a friend to know that you're fair? By being yourself, your honest self. And letting your friendship be rare to you. That's how you help a friend to know you like him.
Really like him.
Right. That's how you help a friend to know you care.
So, just be myself, huh?
That's what I think. And let people know how rare it is to have a wonderful friendship.
Well, you're right, Toots. Okay, I'll see you when you come back.
All right.
Chuck Abram.
Yes, Lady Ling.
One more thing.
What's that?
Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay, then, Toots.
Corny. Cornflake, especially.
Hi, Mr. Abram, how nice to see you.
Well, thank you. It's nice to see you, Corny. How's your business?
Oh, real good, thanks. Good. People seem to like my rockets.
Well, you make the best rocking chairs I know.
Did you see the one with the cover I made for Lady Elaine's exhibit?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, she asked me to ask you where it is.
Well, I gave it to Lady Aberlin some time ago. She said that she would take it to the museum go-round.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I'll just check with Lady Aberlin then. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. It's a rocking horse cover.
No kidding, a rocking horse? Yeah. Well, that should be fun.
Yes, it's covering my model 81351.
Oh, I see.
Hope you find it. Let me know.
Oh, I surely will. Bye for now, Corny.
Bye.
Hello, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 Abra.
Were you ringing the bell for some help?
Meow, meow, rocking chair horse.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I don't know where it is.
Meow up, meow.
Oh.
Meow.
How did it get up there?
Meow flew, meow guess.
Well, why are you ringing the bell?
Meow, meow, close by, meow, meow, ring, meow, bell.
Oh. Well, let me see if I can get it down.
Yeah. Meow, meow, horse.
Come on. Come on. That's a boy. Oh. Come on. Here you go. Come on. Oh. Come on.
Oh. Mr. Abra, you're trying, too.
I'm not doing very well, though.
Well, Uncle Friday had a suggestion.
Oh, what is it?
He says that if we'll just hold this up to the rocking chair horse, it will probably be so pleased that it will come right down.
Well, what is it?
It's a picture of King Friday himself.
Well, maybe that will help. Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, X, are we ever glad you're back.
Oh, well, what is this with a ladder and showing a picture of King Friday to the sky?
Haven't you seen the flying rocking chair horse?
The what?
Look, up there.
Oh, I never saw a horse fly. I'll be a fine feathered friend.
Meow, meow, trying. Meow, 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 down.
Well, why get it down? I mean, it's fun looking at it up there.
You know, you've got a point there, X. It is fun to see it up there.
Uh-huh. And Lady Elaine's exhibit is outside. She should have things everywhere.
Hey, let's talk with her about it. Thanks, X and Hen. You've been a big help.
Meow, 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 stop. Meow, meow, bell now, meow.
Oh, yes, do, Henrietta. Do stop for now.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, Hen, and come over and visit me. I'll tell you all about my trip. And you all have a good day.
Thanks, X.
Thanks.
Meow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, come on over.
Meow, 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 meow.
Well, where's the bell?
It's right here.
Oh, who thought of that cover?
The Frog family.
Took a lot of thought, I'll bet.
Well, 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 so Lady A has joined the team.
Oh, but I've always been on the team, Lady Elaine.
Now, what do you mean, Toots?
Well, I was bringing Corny's chair and cover right over here, and it just got away from me.
Where did it go?
Up there.
Up there? Oh, well, 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 well.
It won't come down, Lady Elaine.
Huh.
What about your stepladder?
Oh, I tried that.
What about calling it? Here, horsey. Here, horsey.
We tried that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think it's kind of fun up there. What's wrong with leaving it up there for everybody to see?
We hoped you'd think that way, Lady Elaine.
After all, it's an outside exhibit. A horse in the air is a fine addition.
All right.
And I have another fine addition, too.
What is it?
A cover for our neighbor, Charles R. Aber.
For me?
A moment, please.
I wonder what.
Oh, this is exciting. I didn't expect the cover.
First a flying.
And now this cover.
Oh, my goodness.
What about that, Toots?
It's great.
Yeah, put it on.
All right.
Yeah, he looks awfully familiar.
Mm-hmm.
He looks exactly like King Friday. The 13th.
Yes. Don't you think he'll love that?
Oh, I think he will.
Well, I thought I'd do something nice for him for a change.
Why is that?
Well, because he's my friend.
How do you help a friend to know that you like him?
I really like him.
How do you help a friend to know that you care?
Exactly. Let's go see him, okay? Come along.
See you next time, Charlie.
What do you think King Friday will say when he sees Mr. Aber with a face just like his? We can pretend about that some more next time. How do you help a friend to know you like him? How do you help a friend to know that you like her? By being yourself, your honest self. Making and keeping friends are some of the most important things you'll ever do. I'm just thinking, someone would be so lucky to have you for a friend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about and do, don't we? I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.